Ski Hero brings home silver. Member Mark Abel shares his extraordinary journey from sight loss and tragedy to international ski champ. After losing his sight in 2011, Mark Abel thought he'd never ski again. Yet this March in Colorado in the US, he represented the Armed Forces Para Snow Sport team at an international level. With his guide, Mark won second place in the Alpine skiing slalom event against 36 other competitors from around the world. The 57-year-old's journey has not been easy. Mark learnt to ski when he joined the army at 16, but he believed his days on the slopes were behind him after he became unwell and woke up a few hours later to find he couldn't see. He was told the optic nerves in his eyes were damaged due to optic neuritis and that he had multiple sclerosis. He was devastated. He says, "I was in shock. My job as a support worker was in jeopardy. I lost friends who didn't know how to talk to me about it, and I'd no longer be able to ride a bike or go skiing. Eventually, I visited my local sight concern organisation and was pointed in the direction of Blind Veterans UK. This was a turning point for me. The charity helped me with my IT skills and my fiancé taught me to touch type. I was able to get back to work and I'm now an administrator for the NHS. Then in January 2012, I was introduced to visually impaired skiing and went to several camps across Europe with the Armed Forces Para Snow Sport team to develop my skiing and racing techniques. It was phenomenal to be back doing something I was passionate about. In January 2017, I was starting to realise my dream of racing. I gained a Paralympic race licence and took part in my first proper race. But my ski racing dream came to a sudden halt following the tragic death of my son Sam, aged just 14. Then, in the same month, my wife Anita was diagnosed with a cancerous tumour. My world was collapsing around me. I was away from the slopes for 4 years, but with the support and encouragement of my ski guide Neil, I returned to the snow in 2021 and started to rebuild my confidence. As a sight-impaired skier, it's terrifying not being able to see the mountain you're about to launch yourself down. You put your life in the hands of your guide. But the adrenaline rush, excitement, and feel-good factor of the cold, crisp air rushing past your face all spur you on. I went to Colorado in March 2022 for my first competition and returned this year. On the last day, I took part in the Alpine slalom race. We were allowed 2 attempts, with our fastest time being the one that counted. My guide Neil and I wear Bluetooth headsets so he can safely talk me down the course. Neil skis slightly ahead of me and tells me when to turn. He also describes the finer details, such as when the snow conditions have changed. Our first run was good, but Neil and I both knew we could go faster, so we went back to the top and improved on our time. I was overwhelmed to win the silver medal. I'm very grateful that Neil pushed me to get back on the slopes. My plan now is to get back to training, hopefully to compete again this summer and go back to Colorado next year.